Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about something that comes up quite a bit when people ask me about marketing. It really doesn't come up in this way, but basically the question really is, and what the episode's about, is should you start a blog?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
And that could be for your personal brand, or it could be for your startup or business. And usually people just come at me and they say, hey, I'm going to start a blog. What do I do? And that's why I wanted to talk about this with you, Steli, because we both have a lot of blogging experience, a lot of impact that blogs, our blogs on our brands and our businesses have made for us. So, you know, this isn't about should you start a podcast. I'm sure you and I would have opinions if I tell people not to.
But yes.
In terms of a blog, I think generically speaking, a lot of people think you need to have a blog. And the first thing I'll say is you don't need to have a blog.
So why do you think people think they need to have a blog?
Because everyone's got a blog, right? Every business you see on the internet has a blog. I mean, it's just, I know I'm being a little facetious, but like, it's true. Like, you look around and your competitor is likely to have a blog, you know, and I've talked many people away from creating a blog. And one of the reasons is, and this is one of the main reasons I would say, there's really two reasons you should create a blog. One is because you really feel like you want to spread your gospel, so to speak, or thought leadership, as a lot of people call it. And, you know, that content helps you sort of build your brand, build your business. It just takes a while and it's a long play, so to speak. Another reason is because you think that there's a ton of potential Google search traffic that you can get. Now, if you're in a crowded market like the CRM space, I'll bet, Steli, you guys aren't really ranked for too many CRM terms.
That is true.
I'll bet you're ranked for some niche terms that are really targeted at your business. Obviously, you're ranked for your brand, but the rest of the terms like are taken up by a much larger brands and people who have older websites, older businesses, and have invested in SEO. So you must be doing it for brand and personal, not just personal brand, but your business's brand. And when you look at it like that, it's like how many years has it been? How long did it take to get that blog off the ground?
Well, we started with a blog in 2013, I think. Yeah, January 2013. So it's been four and a half years, almost five years.
Yeah, so it's been a while, right?
Yep.
And you know, in your space, like SEO is like a, you know, like easily like a few million bucks a year endeavor. You know, if you really want to get ranked for customer relationship management, CRM, and all those kind of terms. And that's not something that is worth. You could spend that money on so many other places and make more money than on SEO, even though it has a long-term huge benefit for a business like yours. If you're an email service provider, you basically have the same problem. And so, this is the two ways I would think about it. One is if you're willing to dedicate to writing, let's say, one post a week and build the brand and not worry about the impact in a positive way to your business for like at least like 3 to 6 months, probably more like 6 months, because you got to get good at writing and whatnot if you've never done it before, then you should invest in your blog, because there's a personal brand and a business brand that you can build there and a story you can tell. You can build an email list and all that good stuff. Or if you think there's an SEO opportunity, an opportunity to get Google search traffic, then you should definitely do it. Again, you're looking at more like 12 months in that case, based on where Google is at right now from the start of your blog. So when you look at those two things, it's like, okay, I have to dedicate myself to this and I have to have one or the other goal. And having a goal of both doesn't generally matter. Like if you're going for SEO, you're going to get the brand side of it too, most likely, especially if it's from a blog. If you're going for SEO, there might be even other opportunities besides a blog that might be better for you, like a directory or certain types of pages, right, that really attract Google that might not be a blog. So that's another angle. But this whole idea that everyone needs a blog I think people don't put the proper filter on it. That's why a lot of blogs, if you look at them, even some really, you know, large sites, the, you know, businesses with lots of customers, their blogs are like kind of like stale.
And they suck.
Blog barely once.
They just suck. Just let's just say it outright.
Tell me more.
Most blogs just suck, right?
All right.
So I'll actually disagree with you on one thing. And I typically shy away from disagreeing when it comes to like content marketing stuff because you're like the king on it. But I do think that if you had to do one or the other, I do think that if you start your blog from a brand perspective, you could get a lot of SEO benefits out of it long term and get better at that. I think if you start from an SEO perspective, I really don't think that you're going to benefit from a brand.
That's fair. I would say that I guess I'm assuming people know that they have to create great content that people
but
love.
But they don't.
Regardless.
They do not.
Yeah, you're right.
They
you're
don't.
Right. You're totally right.
Especially when they start off thinking, how do we get ranked really high on certain keywords for search engines? They really just write content for a search engine, and they don't worry about what the content is and if it has a voice and if it's compelling, if they would ever read it. They don't really care about any of that. And it shows. I see these blogs all the time where just like 3 seconds of taking a look and I know exactly what they're trying to do here. I'm like, this is just SEO content. There's no way I would ever read this. There's no way anybody in their company ever really read that blog post. Like it just, because it's such generic word spaghetti that you can't, like you could not tell who wrote this. You could not tell what really is the point or what actionable you can learn from this. It's just some generic watered down soup of like, here's the, you know, 100 experts that say something about something. I mean, that's a different thing again. That people do that for SEO, but they also do it because they'll then ping those experts and ask them to promote the blog post. But there's just a lot of that content that I do think that fundamentally people start a blog because they want traffic, brand, rankings. They want all the benefits of a blog, which I totally get. But the one thing they all, or many people miss is, can you write something that you would want to truly read? Honestly, like you would actually, if your blog existed and it was somebody else's one, you would visit that blog and you would read these articles. And I don't think that, I would venture to say that the majority of company blogs that are out there, or even personal ones, to be honest, those people would not read that blog. They don't love that content themselves. They were coming at this from the perspective of, I want lots of people to come to me. I want to be famous, or I want my SaaS service to get thousands of free trials. And they just try to hack it. And they forget along the way that ultimately when you have a blog, you're a publisher and you have to write compelling content. At least that's my conviction. You have to be able to write compelling stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You have to. You have no choice. Like if you don't write compelling stuff, no one's going to read it. So
the beautiful thing about it, though, right, is that because most blogs are not that compelling, if you put in the work and if you do it from the right perspective, you can stand out. You can build an audience. You can build a brand. You can, like, we're actually, funny enough, Eden, we have underinvested in SEO significantly, for sure, right? We've really spent very little time thinking about it or worrying about it. But some of the blog posts that we've written were so popular that they organically started ranking really high. And then we did a tiny bit of work to make them even rank, you know, in the top 3 spots. So we have some blogs that drive thousands and thousands of uniques every single month. And those blogs are like 4 years old for terms that are very powerful and hard to rank for. But it happened very organically. It happened because we had all this like amazing content and audience that was sharing our stuff.
And it was slow.
It was slow. It was definitely slow. Yeah, we didn't get any organic traffic in the first 3 months or 6 months. I'm not even sure in the first year, right? So yeah, it's a very incremental thing.
Yep. And it's only if you keep at it. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of like, just keep going. Good luck.
Well, that's
kind of effect.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the biggest hurdle for great content is consistency, no? It's like,
yeah,
it's
right.
So hard. Once you start, the hardest part is to keep going forever and never, ever stop. Like, that's the thing that most people struggle with. And to me, my advice I give to people is when they ask, should I blog, is I ask them, can you commit to doing it you know, frequently and consistently? Can you do it like once a week or once every 2 weeks or once a day or whatever it is? But can you do it consistently? And that's for the most most companies and people that ask me about blogging and that started, they never continued, right? And the ones that continue, they end up succeeding sooner or later. They figure it out and they get better and better at it and they get the success of it. But blogging is this like, it's like the marathon of marketing kind of a thing where you can't just see quick success. So you have to be pretty committed to it. And most people are not that committed to the idea of keep creating content until they figured it out.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I mean, so what can we tell people? Because I think people want to know they want to know how to blog. We've got some episodes on that. But really, I think the bigger question is, should you have a blog? And are you going to do what it takes?
Yeah, so in terms of how to do blogging, just check out... Where do I have it? I'll find it in a second. I pulled it up. Oh, there you go. It's episode number 68. If you search for episode 68 of the Startup Chat, you'll find an episode on blogging for startups. In terms of should you do it or not, how do you decide? How do you answer that question? Honestly, and this might sound a little douchey, but if you have not started yet, if you've been wondering this question for many weeks, the answer might be no. Because if you have what it takes to blog, which means that you're somebody that likes writing or creating content or has an easy time at least to get started with it, you probably should have already started. Like what's keeping you away and wondering is probably that you try to write and it's really hard and it takes you too much time and you don't know how to do it and you're not that excited about it. So you're just like painfully in inner conflict with, I probably should do it, but I don't like it. So should I do it? If you've been fucking around with the thought for too long, the answer is most likely no. Not always, but most likely no. If you're really excited and there was some real good reason why you haven't started yet, or you've been asking yourself the question for like a week, I'll give you a pass and I'll just say yes. You know, my answer is just going to be like, when in doubt and you've not been pondering this for too long, just assume yes and get started and see what happens. Like blogging to me is like the ultimate MVP product where just start, publish something, share it with friends, share it with your community or people that are your potential customers and see what they say. Ask them for feedback, honestly, and see if people appreciate what you've written, if people like it and share it, and if you are capable of producing more of it. And if so, keep doing it. And if not, don't. But ask yourself from the get-go for sure, am I excited about starting something that I will have to do for many, many years and I'll have to produce content consistently, probably every single week. If that seems super scary or depressing, if you feel totally not excited about that, blogging is probably not for you.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. If you can't keep doing it, don't start. And if you haven't started yet, really ask yourself why you haven't.
All right, I think that's it from us for this episode. Hey, if you guys enjoyed this one and the podcast, we know we're blessed with getting a lot of positive feedback that you do. Please take a minute and go to iTunes, give us a review and a rating. It helps rank the podcast high and make more people discover it. That's the best way to pay back for anything that you've learned from us on the podcast. So please take a minute right now and go ahead and give us a review and a rating. And we'll hear you very soon.
Later.